Well, yes, if we take things to school, sometimes other people pick them up or they get lost, and so it's usually wiser not to take dolls to school. Can you see it up here with me? Just like that? I'm hoping that you all can tell me this morning what God looks like. Can you tell me what God looks like? Alright, how about we take a shot at this? Let's see. Because I found some photographs in some magazines. I want you to tell me if this is what God looks like. Does God look like that? No? What do you think? A little bit like him, but maybe not entirely like him. Alright? But that sounds like a pretty solid no, at least if we were taking a vote, it would be. Okay? Here's the next one. Does God look like that?
No.
No? God doesn't look like a girl with a snowball?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. God's a boy? You sure about that?
I don't know
about that. But let's keep working here. Does God look like that?
No. Definitely
God look like that?
No.
Definitely no? I think you're all just following Aiden's lead now. Okay. How about, does God look like that?
No, definitely no!
God doesn't look like that? I'm going to lose face. Okay, alright. How about, since we've exhausted all of those options, how about this one? Does God look like that?
No!
No. Alright, so you seem to know a lot about what God doesn't look like. But we don't know what God looks like, huh? Let me ask you this one. Here's the final picture. Who's that in that picture? It's on the front of our bulletin. Jesus. Does God look like Jesus?
Yes.
Yes? Unqualified. Immediate yes. Sure. Alright. I would happen to agree. And the reading we just did from the scriptures today says that Jesus was, and uses big fancy words and says he was the image of the invisible God. Which means although no one can see God, and in fact, no one knows what God looks like. And God is not either a boy or a girl. We look at people as boy or girl, but God is neither a boy nor a girl. But if you want to know what God is like, if you want to know how God would behave if God were in human form, if you want to know how God loves and treats other people, then you look at... Who do you look at? Who do you look at to find out? Well, who do you look at in human form?
Jesus.
You look at Jesus. So we, if we want to know what God thinks, if we want to know how God behaves, or how God wants us to behave in life, we look at Jesus. And we can be sure that if we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and we follow him, that we will be doing what God wants us to do. So, this is very important for us. I don't know if God would look like Jesus in a photograph anymore. They didn't have pictures back in Jesus' day. We don't know precisely what he looked like. But we do know the stories that they tell in the scriptures. Did you know there are 4 books in the Bible devoted entirely to the life of Jesus? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Gospels. Their whole purpose. 4 whole books to tell me about the life of Jesus because God was revealed in him. So if we study his life and we follow him and we put our faith in him, then we will have God working in our lives. That is our call as Christians, to follow Jesus. Can I pray for you before I send you back to your seats? Would that be all right? All right, cool. Let's do that. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for sending Jesus. We thank you for sending him to be our forgiveness. We thank you for sending him to show us the way to live. We thank you for sending him to show us your love and what it looks like in the world. And we ask that you would give us hearts to follow him, the power of your spirit to obey him, and to transform us always as we grow older to be more and more like him. Make this so for us in our joy, but also for your glory and for the salvation of the world. Amen. Thanks for coming up this morning. You may return to your seats.